Teacher by Fatima Valji. And whoever saves a life, it is as if he has saved all of mankind. The Holy Quran, Surah 5, verse 32. I was a lonely, listless soul, a fish out of water, a kite in a storm. Flailing and floundering, my cries whistled in the wind and died, leaving only the silence of a barren home, bequeathed by working parents, never home. No brothers, no sisters, no one to care, to listen, understand, just be there. And so I ran far from the pain within, immersing myself in novels, music, utopian love-filled imaginings. Yet I soon found stories end, illusions fade. An aimless life cannot be daydreamed away. What I knew, I refused to face. I cared not to heal, only escape. So I turned to alcohol, cannabis, speed, anything to induce a numbing, dulling peace. I would have disappeared into that vector, giving myself up to the darkness forever. I had no purpose, no reason to live. I did not matter. I did not exist. Yet, just when I'd lost all will to cope, there filtered through a faint ray of love, a bearer of hope. He penetrated the darkness, dispersed it ever so slightly. I could not believe it. Did someone actually care about my misery? The dam that contained my frustration suddenly gave way, releasing a torrent of tears, bitterness, pain. My barriers down, I shouted, sobbed, and ranted without fear. Having found, perhaps for the first time, a true friend, an empathetic ear. Of all the people I had met, he alone cared to listen, without judgment, anger, derision. When he looked at me, he saw beyond my black and heavy sins, to their roots of suffering within. This 60-year-old man, a stranger until that day, saw I was a mess, but did not wrinkle his nose and turn away. Nor did he offer platitudes, warnings, unsolicited advice. His open mind and heart healed me more than any words might. I did not find life's purpose and my soul's strength overnight. I struggled for a very long time. But ultimately, it was the love of my teacher that saw me through. Before its light, the shadows of cynicism and despair withdrew, enabling me to see beauty and love where once I could see not. Opening my heart to divine purpose when once it was lost. once I could see and feel compassion, it was only a matter of time before I saw its source in compassion divine. I have had many teachers who have taught me many things, but there was only one who taught me how to truly live. He loved God and exuded this love with all his being. It was through him that I discovered the sweetness of love. And for love, living.